Mechaim Rappaport, Parshas Vayikra.
Moirai Rabbeisai, which is Harav Moradasra, Shloishim Yoyim Lifnei HaChag, Shoyalin V'Doshin B'Hilchas HaChag. So therefore I'm going to start today with a theme on Pesach. Central to Pesach is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And also on the Seder night, there are the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Mor. Now, generally it's accepted that women are obliged to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether midraisa or midrabbonon. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chof Aleph, after giving the details of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, says explicitly in the Heges Mitzvah Zu B'Zechorim and the Kavis, that this mitzvah applies both to men and women. In the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Arachayim Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Yudalad, it says, Gam Hanoshim Chayoves Barba Koyseis V'chol Mitzvahs Hanoheges Belay Lozu. Women are obliged to drink the four cups of wine and all the mitzvahs of this night, which Bepashtus includes the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Although it may not be 100% clear from the Shulchan Aruch that they're also Chayiv Midiraisa in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the implication is certainly that the Chayiv in the mitzvah, at least midrabbonon. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Eirachaim Chelik Hey paskins that the mechuyav midraisa, and he says that in the case of a woman who is not able, a man who is not able to recite the Haggadah or finds it difficult, his wife can actually read the Haggadah, and he can be yotzei with the recitation of his wife based on the principle of Shemea Koina, because she is considered Mechuyav Bedova, and he concludes that in his opinion women are Mechuyav Midiraisa in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore women can be Moitzi men. Others disagree.
Does it matter what language?
It doesn't, know. Well, ideally it should be, you should say the Haggadah in Hebrew, but theoretically, yes, if he couldn't say it in Hebrew, he could say it in English, but we're talking about a person who wants to say it in Hebrew. So he says he can have his wife say it, and then he can be Yotzer through Shemea Ka'ona, but that only works if she is obliged to fulfill this mitzvah on the same level that he is obliged, which is Midiraisa. Now, what I want to discuss today is, if a woman is Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how much of the Haggadah does she need to hear? Is it necessary for her to hear the whole Haggadah? Or is it good enough for her to hear part of the Haggadah? So there is an interesting Chai Odom, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Chai Odom, in Klal Kuf Lamed, Sif Yutes, Oy Zayin, quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sifkot, and Samach Dalet, says, Gam Anoshim Chayoves B'chol HaMitzvahs Uva Amiras Haggadah. V'lochein, and therefore Chiyuv, there is an obligation, that a woman assistant in the house, domestic help, obviously we're talking about a Jewish person, should sit by the table, v'tishma kol haggadah, she should hear the haggadah, v'im tzicha lotzes l'chutz l'vashil, if she has to go out to cook, al kulponim mechuyeves l'shmoya hakiddush, she must hear kiddush, v'chashi yagia l'rabban gamliel oimeir, and when she reaches Rabban Gamliel, the section Rabbi Gamliel in the Kol Shalom Shloish Shadvarim Alol of Pesach Lo Yotzu Yidei Chavosu Veilu Hein Pesach Matzah Umorer Tichnois V'Tishma Ad Lachash Tzias Koshin Shaharimi Shalom Shloish Shadvarim Alol Lo Yotzu. So the Chai Odom says that if push comes to shove, it's necessary for a woman to hear Rabbi Gamliel, and with that she's Yotzu her Chiyuv of Haggadah. The implication is that the rest of the time throughout Avodim Ayinu, Mitchilo David Azara, Hisha Omdo, Tseul Mad, until after Dayenu, she can be in the kitchen popping the knedelech in the soup for those who eat gebrox. So, the question I wanted to explore is, although the Chai Odom says this, and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes it, whether this is indeed the case according to other poskim. So first of all, we need to take a look at the pshat in this Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Oimer, and essentially, there are two questions that we need to ask about this, the meaning of this Mishnah, if not three. So the first question that we need to ask is, which mitzvah are we talking about? When Rabbi Gamliel says that the recitation of these three things are critical to the fulfillment of his obligation, which obligation is he talking about? So from the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin, it's clear that we're talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But from Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin, the end of Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil V'Amartem Zevach Pesach, the implication is clearly that we're not talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're talking about the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Moroi respectively. He says that Iskesh Matzah, and Moroi LePesach. And the implication of Tosfos is just like the recitation of Pesach Zeh Shono Ichle Malshum Mo is indispensable to the fulfillment or necessary for the full fulfillment of the mitzvah of Pesach, so too is the mitzvah Mira of Matzah Zu and Moro Zeh necessary for the mitzvahs, for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Matzah and Moro respectively. According to the Pshat of Tosfos, and by the way, if you don't trust me, this is the way the Oruch Laner in Sukkah Dav Chav Ches Amud Aleph and in Sha'aris Tshuvas Binyan Si and Siman Lamed says that this Inyan of Amira, Pesach Matzah Morer, is not a T'nai in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's a T'nai in the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Morer respectively. In fact, in the Tshuvas Binyan Si and Siman Lamed, he has an interesting Shaila. He says, what's the din by Pesach Sheni? By Pesach Sheni, is it also necessary to say Pesach Zeh? If a person Bizman Shabbos Hamidrash Kaim couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon because he was Tomei or Baderech Rechoika, and now it's on the 14th of Iyar, does he need to say Shloisha Dvarim Eilu? So he says it depends. If this is a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, then of course it doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, because there's no mitzvah of Higadot Olavinuch by Pesach Sheni. But if it's a din in Pesach Matzah Moro, that you're not Yotza, whether Lachatchila or B'diyeved, until you say the reasons, you verbally articulate the reasons for these mitzvahs, then these mitzvahs apply on Pesach Sheni as well. And therefore, it would be necessary to say Pesach Matzah Moro and Pesach Sheni. And since from Tosfos it's mashma that these are actually Tnoim in the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moro, therefore it's necessary to say it on Pesach Sheni as well. So, that's the Oruch Haner. So according to this, really, the mission of Rambam Gamliel has nothing to do with giving us a shiur in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, according to the Shita of Tosfos, you can't derive from this what the minimal shiur of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is for women or women assistants in the house, mishareses, etc. Because the mission is not talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's talking about the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moro. That's number one. But on the other hand, it's very clear, as I said before, from the Rambam and also from other Rishonim. The Mar Zvitri says in his comment on this Mishnah, Lo yotzu yidei chivosoi shel kriyas ha-hagoda. The Rashbats, Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, says, Lo yotzu yidei chivas v'higadato. The Shiboy Lehaleket says, the Meiri says, now there's Machlokes, what the Pshat is, does it mean he's not fulfilled his obligation at all, or he's not fulfilled his obligation karo'uy, midrabonon, or he's not fulfilled his obligation as a mitzvah min amuvcha? There are different shittas in Rishonim. But one thing is clear, that many Rishonim, including the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Dalet, clearly understood that this is talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Rabbi Gamliel was speaking about Pesach Matzah Moro, he was telling us about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says, Kol Mishoma Lo Yom Ashlish Dvorim Eilu Beleil Chamisha Oso LeYotzu Yidei Chivosoi, straight after telling us about the mitzvah to save Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rav Moshe Ditrani, the Mabit, in his Kiryas Seif on the Rambam, says, V'im loy omar u'pirei shtame ishloi shedvorem eilu ba-Pesach she'in Pesach Matzah Moro, loy yotze yidei choyvas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it would seem that the Chai Yodom understood likewise, and that's why the Chai Yodom concluded that, okay, if you need to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, then at the very least you need to hear Pesach Matzah Moro. However, this is not at all straightforward for reasons that we'll explain. It is usually understood that Rabbi Gamliel is taka telling us the rock bottom. How much do you have to say to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipiyutzis Mitzrayim? The answer is at least Pesach Matzah Morah. This is what the Abarbanel says in his Haggadah Zevach Pesach. He says as follows: Lefi shelo yodanu mahu asipur shehu choyva b'layla hazeh she'ein roi lifchoyis mimenu. Because we don't know what is the minimal amount that we're obliged to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, kol Hashem b'shem Yisrael yichuna, every Jewish person, im asipur koylo kol ha'mamorim b'agodis ha'shekodmu yikidai b'mitzosom, whether it's sufficient to say just some of the things. Therefore, we have Ram Gamliel quoted in the Haggadah to say that this is in choyva gemura. On the other hand, if someone said these three things, what about the rest? Someone who says other things, such as the ones which are mentioned earlier, or other things that he says about the narrative of the Exodus, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. So the Zevach Pesach of Abarbanel understood, and Taka, like the Chai Odom, seem to have assumed that the shiur lamato, the minimal requirement for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is conveyed by Rabbi Gamliel, who says that it's Pesach Matzah Mor. Everything above that is the icing on top of the cake. But the absolute requirement is these three things. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Eira Chaim, Simon Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Mem Gimel, he says as follows: Iker Nusach HaGoda SheTiknu Chachomim Choyva Al HaKoil. The primary obligation of the Haggadah, which Chazal were Masakin, is an obligation upon all who Mitchila Savodim Oyinu Ad HaReizem Meshubach, begins from Avodim Oyinu till Uchalamar B'Lisap, at the end of Avodim Oyinu. Then mitchilo, etc. Ad soif drush parsha saram yevidovi, until the end of the whole drosha of the psukim in Dvorim Chavov, aram yevidovi vayerid Mitzrayim, the drosha sasifri, which are quoted in entirety in the Haggadah. Va'achar kach, and then Pesach shehayu oichlin Matzazu, Morize, Becholder Vadoi, Son of Hitzimishom, Lefichoch, Ad Borchato Hashem Gol Yisrael. These are obligation. Ushaar kol Nusach HaGodah, the rest of the HaGodah, presumably things like Dayenu, or Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Darbo Bonim, Hu Minach Shenogu Kol Yisrael Medeiros HaRishonim. These are just customs, which are also binding, because they're customs which come Medeiros HaRishonim. And that's just a custom. So it's very clear from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav two things. That number one, he doesn't see Pesach Matzah Morer to be any different than the rest of the primary elements of Haggadah Shel Pesach. There's no difference between Avodim Hayinu and Pesach Matzah Morer. They're all on the same level. They're all Tiknu Chachomim Choyva Al HaKoyl. So there's no difference between the two of them, and they're all equally obligatory, not custom and not hariza meshubach. They're mechuyev me'ikar adin. So what's the pshat? Surely there's a mishnah mefereshes in Psachim daf kuf tezayin. Rabban Gamliel loyma kol shleoma shloish dvarim eilu bapesach lo yotzei lechavosai. It's clear that Rabban Gamliel is coming to put up these three elements on a pedestal of prominence and say they are the items which have to be mentioned, implying they and not the other parts of the Haggadah. How did the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understand the Pshat in the Mishnah? The Teretz is Poshet. You have to learn the Mishnah in context. And the Mishnah in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah starts describing the Seder, the order of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how it should be fulfilled. Takonos Chazal. The Mishnah says after Manishtana, describes Manishtana, then it says, Ulufi Datoy Shel Ben Oviv Melamdoy. According to the capacity of the child's mind, the father teaches him. Maschul Bignus, Messiah Bishwach. He starts speaking about degradation, then goes on to speak about praise. And there's Machlokes in the Gemara what that means. Rav and Shmuel, one says it means Avodim Ayinu and Vayetzienu. Another one says it means Mitchilah Yudav Edizorah, etc. So we go according to both Perushim. The Doirish has to expound Me'arami Ovidovi Ad She'yigmei Kol HaParshakula. It's the Darshan, the Psukim in Sefer Devarim in Deuteronomy 26 from the Pasuk Arami Ovidovi according to the Sifri, which is all included in our Tsei Olamad. That's one Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel Hoyoim Kol Shle Oma Shlishi Devarim Eilu BaPesach Lo Yotza Yidechi Vosoi Ve'ilu Hein Pesach Matzo Morer. Now there's two ways how you can understand Pshat in this Mishnah Rabban Gamliel. One way is like the Zevach Pesach, the Abar Benel understood it, and the Chai Odom understood it. Now this Mishnah is coming to say all the above, but Shio Lamata, you want to know what's critical to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, that's Pesach Matzo Mora. But the truth is that that is not necessarily Mukhrach at all from the Mishnah. You could learn the Pshat in the Mishnah that actually the nuts and bolts of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim L'chol Hadeus have already been included in the first Mishnah. Masvel Bignus, Messiah Bishvach, Derish Merami Vidovi, and the things the Mishnah is going to say later, Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim, etc., etc. Rabbi Gamliel comes to be Cholek, or to be Moisif on the Tanakhama, and he says, don't think your Yotz of the mitzvah just with Avodim Ayinu, Masvel Bignus, Messiah Bishvach, and Arami Vidovi, etc. No! There's something else you have to do in addition to that, which is what? Pesach Matzo Mora. Rabbi Gamliel is not coming to say that all the aforementioned items are just a mitzvah min amuvcha. Mehechateisa, the Mishnah doesn't put them down as a mitzvah min amuvcha. The Mishnah presents them as obligation. Rabbi Gamliel is coming to say, I'm adding to the list, in addition to that which the previous Mishnah is mechayev. I'm telling you that don't think that your obligation has finished then, and you already discharged your obligation. No. Kol mishli omar shloisha dvarim eilu ba-pesach lo yotzei yidei chivosoi. And what are they? Pesach matzo umore. You also have to do Pesach matzo umore. Until you've done that, you've not been yotzei your obligation. This is clearly how the Shulchan Aruch Rav learnt the Pshat. Therefore, even though he taka paskins like Rabban Gamliel, that means he assumes that we follow Rabban Gamliel, that it is necessary to say Pesach Matzo Mora. However, he understands that Rabban Gamliel is not coming to be poiches and to give a minimal. Rabban Gamliel is coming to add onto the list and to say that in addition to all the above, you also need to have Pesach Matzo Mora. And that's why when he paskins in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Mem Gimel, Ikenusah HaGodah, which is Chayv Al HaKoyl, he says, Fakat, first he brings the other things, Avodim Ayinu, etc. And B'toich HaDvarim, also these three things. But these three things are neither more nor less than the rest of the Haggadah. They're all part of Tiknu HaChomim. That means the way Chazal were Mesakein, that we should fulfill the mitzvah de'iraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'meila, according, and this pshat of the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually seems to be pretty obvious in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, as I mentioned before, in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nissim V'Nifloi Shinasu L'Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Lil Chamisha Asu B'Nissim. That's the Deraisa. And then he goes to say how we should be Mekayim it. In other words, that's the mitzvah. And then he goes on to say how we should be Mekayim it. Tzorich L'Aschel B'Gnus L'Saim B'Shvach She'yidro Yishmei Arami Yovidovi Yad She'yigim Kol HaParsha. And then afterwards he says, Kol ha-moisif umari chareza meshubach. So it's mashma from here that the lahaschil bignus l'sayim b'shvach is not part of the chareza meshubach like the Abar Benel learned. But that's part of the critical mass that is necessary for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then at the end he says, Kol mishli omash leishi dvar meilu b'leil chamisha osa liyotzi yidei chivosei. So there's another obligation. It brings the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamaliel, Katsurosoi, but this is not coming to undo everything he said till now. First he says, what's a chiyuv? Then he said, Vim Hoysif Harizim Meshubach. And then he brings the memory of Gamaliel, you also have to say Pesach Matzah Mor. So therefore, it seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mekoiroi Tohoir, his source is clear in the Lashon of the Rambam, and it's also possible that the other Rishonim as well, and Achronim, that follow suit in the same way. Now, in a sense, actually, it could even be that, not in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but theoretically, there could even be a view that Rabbi Gamaliel, that Pesach Matzah Morer is less an obligation than the rest of the Haggadah. Because, I already alluded to before, Zevach Pesach, the Baal Benel understands, Pesach Matzah Morer Yimuchuyiv Mamish Midaraisa. There's a safe in the Mishnah that we say every day in Davening, Eilu Dvorim Shein Lehem Shiur, Hapeva Bikurim Var Oyen, and Gluz Chasodim Salma Torah. So in the Mishnah Rishona, one of the commentaries on the Mishnah, asks the question, why doesn't it mention Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we say Kolamar B'Harizim Meshubach? So he said, because all these mitzvahs don't have a shiur midirai selamato, so they taka ein lehem shiur, whereas the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim does, because you've got to say the three things of Pesach Matzah Mor. So he understood taka like the Abar Benel. But the truth is, not only is it possible that Pesach Matzah Mor are no more important than the rest of the Haggadah, it's possible they're less important, because the Ran says, the Loshen, that although it says in the Mishnah, the Ran, there in Psochim, and in Sukkah Dav Chavches, that although it says, the Loshen, Lo Yotza Yidei Chivosoi, it doesn't mean literally Lo Yotza Yidei Chivosoi, it means Lo Yotza Yidei Chivosoi, Karo'u. Like the Loshen, Lo Kiyam To Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. Now how do you understand the Ran? One way of understanding the Ran, which seems to be the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav understood it, is that at least Midrabbonon you've not been Yotze, because Midrabbonon Pesach Matzah Mor are part of the obligation. But there are Achreinim, I mentioned for example the Lechem Shemayim of Rabbi Yaakov Emden on the Mishnayos, who seems to have understood that the Ran meant that Karoy, that Shloish Dvarim Eilu or Gora Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. So it's the other way around, called Bosu Ibcha. That according to this, it would work out that the rest of the Haggadah is an obligation, like it says in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tezayin. And Rabbi Gamliel says, if you didn't say these things, then you haven't done a mitzvah in Amuvcha. Reich Mishamayim writes that if a person didn't say these three things at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of the Seder, it doesn't matter. It's Koroi. From the Prima Godim, it's Mashmah, he learned Taka that it means Midrabbonon al Koponim. But clearly there is a possibility to understand from the Pirush Ran that these three things are less important than the rest of the Haggadah. So, as we approach the end of the Shia, with regard to what Lo Yotzei Yidei Chivosoi means, the Zevach Pesach, the Mishnah Rishona, and possibly the Chaya Odom, all understood that Lo Yotzei Yidei Chivosoi means that this is the Shia Lamata, the minimal requirement for the fulfillment of Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then, on the other extreme, there is the opinion of the Yavetz, who says that it's just the mitzvah menamuvcha, these three things. Then there is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is anchored in the Shita of the Rambam, that actually these three things are no more important, nor less important, than the rest of the Haggadah. There is a mitzvah l'sapeh b'tzias Mitzrayim, and Chazal were masak in how you should be mekayim this mitzvah, not just to say whichever story or narrative, to present the narrative in whichever way you want, but there is a takona schiva to recite the Haggadah, and this includes everything that it says in the Mishnah Kuf Tezayin and Medala from Avodim Ayinu, but almost everything from Avodim Ayinu to Goel Yisrael, including Pesach Matzah Mor, because we pass in like Rabban Gamliel. So this leads to a strong nafka minu lepoil. In actuality, today, the halacha lemaisa, that if there are women who are very anxious to make sure that the meal on Pesach night should be the right temperature and the right quality ingredients, and therefore they're tempted to go into the kitchen during the recitation of the Haggadah and miss out certain parts. So if they're doing just during the Divrei Torah or the discussions, nuk mehecha teisa. But If they're going out during Seilamat, for example, then this is seriously problematic. Because we're talking here about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if a woman goes out, then she has not fulfilled her obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's definitely the correct hanhoga, an appropriate advice and directive that a person should give. Of course, v'darkei noyem, v'darkei sholem, respectfully and sensitively to the members of one's household, the women folk, that they should not disappear for any parts of the Haggadah. Certainly, shetikne chachamim choyv ala koil, and even that which minhag shenag v'yisrol b'deris rishonim, because if women are mechuyev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a choyv ala koil to be mekayim the mitzvah the way the chachamim said, then these are critical. So that's a very important practical nafki minah that comes out from this discussion. What time is the shiur supposed to finish? 1:30. Okay. So therefore, I will. That's the maskona that I wanted to bring out from that which we discussed in this morning's shiur.
If they go out, can they not read, catch up and read it themselves?
Yes, they could, but very often, I mean, first of all, it depends on their reading skills, on their speed of reading, and also depends whether they'll actually do it. Very often, you know, they go out and come back in and join in. Yes, there's no reason why they can't say the Haggadah themselves, parts of the Haggadah. But, pardon? Well, so they can read in English, like someone said before. Just the very fact that women go out often gives the impression as if to say that women are not mechuyev to do this. And that itself, as I said, is, although the Chai Odom does pass in that way, and therefore, if someone relies on that, I can't say that Ein Lo'ya Misha Yismoich, but I think it's been adequately illustrated that this is not a Dovah HaPoshet B'chlal, and therefore, the correct thing is certainly that women should be there the whole time. Yashar Koach. So you can wait for them.
Wait.
Well, so